Mattel Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, and for 12 straight years, the overwhelming leader in radio, presents the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman. The Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, our singing star, Miss Georgia Gibbs, and the world-famous Mary Max, all gathered in the Philco Music Room for a bit of a musical party with all the trimming.
Right, Glenn, and we've got a surprise for our listeners today. We're having a little birthday party for a Nibs Miss Gibbs, who is exactly, I wonder how many years old today. I wonder. So we want all of you to gather around as we start the festivities for our baby's birthday party.
Happy birthday to you.
In homes all over the country, the news headlines had people saying...
Now listen to this, Ruth. Washington okayed unlimited production of radios again.
Gosh, Sir Harry, how soon can we get one?
It doesn't say yet. But our good old Philco here has done all right by us for a long time.
I should say it has. Why, I've hardly missed a morning listening to Don McNeil in the Breakfast Club.
And the Radio Hall of Fame and the rest of them Sunday evenings. Never any trouble. Day after day, just switch her on and she played.
Harry, we've got to make our new radio a Philco.
Yes, Philco dependability is one reason why Philco today is America's first choice for a new radio by an average of 3-1 over any other make. For 12 straight years before the war, Philco was America's favorite radio because the greatest achievements of tone, performance, and value came from the Philco laboratories first. Today, the Philco laboratories are enriched by a brilliant record of war production in radar and electronics. So when you think of what's coming in radio, of the wonderful improvements in phonographs, FM, and television, remember Philco's unbroken record of leadership. And look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Hello, Paul. Gee, that opening number was all right. But tell me, what's the occasion?
Oh, now, Georgia, if you're going to stand there and pretend like you don't know, there won't be a gift for you on your 16th birthday.
Oh, Paul, do you really think I'm only 16?
No, but you had a lot of fun for a minute.
I sure did.
Hi, Georgia. Say, that's a pretty new dress you're wearing. Certainly brings out your eyes.
And mine, too.
Now, fellas, this isn't a new dress. In fact, I came out in it a year ago.
Well, don't sneeze, you'll come out again. Seriously, Georgia, the Philco family is really doing your birthday up to a turn.
Yes, but if this is going to be a real party, are we going to play games and have dancing and jitterbugging and...
Jitterbugging? What's that?
A commando raid with music.
Well, all I can say is you're making this little old girl happy. You know, I'm just busting out with joy. And, well, you know, Paul, that I'm not much on words without music. So give me a hand, will you? All of a sudden, my heart sings when I remember little things. The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things we say and do, the fun it is. Half surprise, starlight gleaming in your eyes, remembering all these little things. All of a sudden, my heart sings. Oh, funny way you hold your head. Crazy things you often say, the way your hair won't stay in place, wind and rain upon your face, the way you hold my hand it shows, the way you wear those G.I. clothes, remembering all these little things, all of a sudden, my heart
did you get the cake for Georgia?
Yeah, big chocolate one with icing.
Candles, too?
No, Philco tubes.
Say, Paul, when you give a party, you really give it.
That's right, Judd, I go all out. For example, when I give an Easter party, I have everyone dressed in a bunny suit. When I give a Christmas party, I have everyone dressed in a Santa Claus suit.
What do you do at birthday parties?
That's where I draw the line.
I had a birthday party once and all my relatives came.
Yeah, remember Dad sitting at the head of the table saying grace? His head bowed low, one hand over the butter.
Why not? With the McMichael kids ready to scoff, it was every man for himself.
You're not kidding. After every meal, Mother would count her children.
Say, Paul, the guests are starting to arrive for the party. What do you want me to do?
Oh, just introduce yourself and make them to hum.
Well, I would, but there's a character out there who says he's a South American cowboy. I don't know any South American cowboy.
You don't?
No.
Well, come right over here and meet him, Georgia. Meet the grouchy gaucho Jose.
Hello, There he rides on a broken down pony, without show or without ceremony. And there's never a song as he wobbles along, the grouchy gaucho Jose. His built car is so old he should junk it, for it hasn't a string left to plunk it. But that's really okay, 'cause he never could play the grouchy gaucho Jose. And when he goes to town, all the senoritas adore him, but he just wears a frown, and it's easy to see they just bore him. From a distance in his gay Serati, you might think he was young and quite snappy, but he's old and he's youthless and practically toothless, the grouchy gaucho Jose. His sombrero is tattered and dusty, and his spurs never jingle, they're rusty. But the guy doesn't care if he's worse for the wear, the grouchy gaucho Jose. And at night when a warm fire's roaring, you will find that he is always snoring.
And when deep shadows creep,
he just grunts in his sleep. Grouchy gaucho, grouchy gaucho.
The night
are bright and gay down around the old hacienda, when love is holding sway. Nay, 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 he will never surrender. But a 200-pound senorita, who replies to the name of Chiquita, said, I simply adore this terrific senor.
I'll woo him so slyly, they'll soon call him Smiley.
The grouchy gaucho, the grouchy gaucho, the grouchy gaucho, Jose, Jose, Jose.
It's almost too much for me.
What, the birthday party?
Yes, everybody in the Philco family being so swell. Presents, a cake, everything.
You know nothing but the best for Nibs, Miss Gibbs.
Well, from you, Paul, you know, it means a lot. You know, I've been looking through your scrapbook at your birthday party.
Well, there's been a passel of them, Georgia, but what took your fancy?
Well, the year 1922, that was the year you were in London.
London, Berlin, Paris, Vienna and all points west, Georgia.
And the news journals of that year say you played before the crown heads. Say, what music did they like?
Jazz was a new gimmick to Europe, but they took to us lock, stock, and barrel. In fact, there was a tune called Sitting in a Corner that did plenty okay.
Well, then get with that downbeat, Paul. Roll back the years. 22 of them.
All right, Gibbsy, it was just 22 years ago that gay blades in Europe and in these United States stepped out on the dance floor to music like this. So come out of the corner, boys, and come a-swinging. Professor, that's the way it was in 1922. And bringing it up to date with a touch of modern arrangement and full Philco Hall of Fame orchestra and chorus, it comes out rich, but still sitting in a corner. How do you like the party so far?
Oh, it's swell, Paul. And to show you my appreciation, I've written a poem dedicated to you.
Well, comes the time to make a rhyme. And this I got to hear.
All right, here goes. Paul Whiteman has a solid band. They're really very warm. And every time he lifts his stick, they drop their racing form.
Oh, that's fine, fine, fine. Right, Mary Max?
Right. But when do we eat? I'm hungry.
Me too. I could eat the bars off of that music.
Well, good, huh? Well, good. How'd you like it?
With an onion on the side.
Just drove in from Shy. Ain't got time for southern fry. Slide me down a ham on rye with an onion on the side. Hold that cherry pie. Let that blue plate special rise. Slide me down a ham on rye with an onion on the side. Embellish with a dash of relish. Then fry it. Southern fries.
pie. Let that blue plate special ride. Slide me down a ham on rye with an onion on the side. Embellish with a dash of relish, then fry until it's brown. Put the bread on, add a beer with a head on to wash those pickles down. Turn that burner high. Gotta get to Buffalo by and by. Slide me down a ham on rye with an onion on the side. Embellish, then add a little dash of relish, then fry until it's brown. Put the bread on, then add a bottle of beer with a head on to wash those pickles down. Turn that burner high.
Last week, Philco began production of the new 1946 Philco refrigerators. Government regulations still reserve the first new Philcos for doctors, hospitals, and public institutions. Then it's your turn for the first new Philco refrigerators in 4 years. How soon, you ask? Well, that's still hard to say. But you can count on this. As fast as Philco can make enough refrigerators to give everybody an even break, you'll find them at your Philco dealers. And even sooner, he'll be able to tell you about them. What are they like? Well, when we tell you that these new Philcos are the most gorgeous, up-to-the-minute refrigerators you ever laid eyes on, just remember that even before the war, Philco was making a new kind of refrigerator. For instance, Philco's exclusive built-in locker for frozen foods introduced Philco owners to a new kind of housekeeping, frozen foods cooking. And now that frozen food science is shaping a new world of better meals and greater leisure for American women, Philco is going to give the housewife another terrific break. The sensational new Philco freezer, a complete cabinet specially designed for food freezing and frozen storage. So watch for these new model Philco refrigerators and the sensational new Philco freezers. And remember, your Philco dealer will be headquarters in your neighborhood for the new day of frozen foods cooking.
This birthday party's been a lot of fun, hasn't it, George?
Oh, it certainly has. Now, I guess August is my lucky month. My horoscope says I was born under the sign of Leo. Say, what sign were you born under?
Me? Oh, me. I was born under the sign of Sagittarius and over the sign of Louis the Butcher.
Well, tell me, what's your lucky omen?
Well, Sunday's my lucky day. Eight's my lucky number, and Beta Grable's my type.
Well, what else does your horoscope say?
Watch out for Harry James.
Fine birthday party this is. No post office.
You mean kissing games?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Do you shrink from kissing?
No. Just sag a little.
Say, Paul, didn't you ever kiss a girl?
Oh, well, once. It was when I was 3 years old, and it wasn't exactly a kiss. She and I were eating the same hunk of licorice, and I ate past my hat. Oh, my goody, it's going to be all over town.
Well, I hope it's all over town that the Philco family threw me such a nice party. You know, and I'd like to sing a song for everybody here to return your hospitality.
Georgia, our hospitality is exceeded only by your charm.
Thanks, Paul, for the happiest birthday ever. And to you of the Philco family and its friends, an invitation to the house I live in.
Plot of earth, a stream, the grocer and the butcher and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces.
I work in the worker at my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, the right to speak my mind out, that's America. Of old Abe Lincoln, of Jefferson and Payne, of Washington and Jackson, and the tasks that still remain. The little bridge at Concord, where freedom's fight began.
Gettysburg and Midway, and the story of the
wealth and beauty with enough for all to share. A house that we call freedom, the home of liberty.
Tuesday, the American forces are attending to the unfinished business of entering Japan. General MacArthur and his men are reaping the reward of a special made-in-America kind of blood, sweat, and tears as they write the grim finale to this greatest of all wars. In thinking of this, we must remember the men who made it possible. The American soldier is a civilian soldier. Though he faced the most brutal foes in the history of mankind, the simple virtues of courage, sincerity, honesty, and an undying faith in his country and his God brought him victory. To men like this everywhere, and to those who set foot Tuesday on the soil of Japan's home islands, our heartfelt congratulations, and God bless you. This is Paul Whiteman saying goodbye for the Philco family with Georgia Gibbs, the Merrimacks, and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. Be with us next Sunday when we hang out the Philco welcome sign for Don McNeil and the Breakfast Clubbers.
This is Glenn Riggs saying thanks and good afternoon for Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, its dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada. This is the American Broadcasting Company.